The really dark bit of bands.
Dark bit of bands. Did you just hit record?
I did, yeah.
You hit record.
It's a red cold opening.
We were in the middle of messing with some sound, some recording sounds.
We got a bit of holo here. Let's see if this works.
Holo, where, yeah. Hello.
And welcome
to Bit of Bands. Joining you today is myself, Wesley, and Lewis.
Hello, welcome back. It's been 3 weeks and we got lost on the way back here.
Got lost? What do you mean we got lost?
It's been 3 weeks since me, you and Dean recorded the...
Has it been?
Yeah.
3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah. It's been two weeks, man.
Yeah, we've kind of had a lot going on though. In and out of work and shit. I
explained it all in the little 9 minute update video we had.
Yeah. But anyway, welcome back, people. Yeah, keep that little fucking, what is it, that sound thing out there on soundboard. You start messing with it. So you might hear a few little sound effects now being added. So upgrading.
Yes, we'll off our phone anyway.
We don't know what the sounds are yet, though. Some of them could be just random.
It's a mystery to you, it's a mystery to me. Oh, yeah. Just spike the old mic there.
I was drinking my tea. Right, go on.
So, yeah, anyway, we're back.
We are back. Hey, yay. That was a quick one.
Oh, no, it's 0 seconds long.
Oh, shy.
Bip it. It's not even a proper bip it. Bip it.
We're back.
whoever's on the instruments got shot dead.
What are we discussing today?
Well, we're just getting back. We're changing up the format a little bit. Some people said that they didn't like 2 hour podcasts.
Yeah.
Some people
did they?
Some people don't like 2 hour podcasts.
Who said that?
Who said? We dad did.
John.
Well, no, John, like, that's not
bad. No, but they are a bit long. But
it is. But then again, it's my own personal preference that I like big long podcasts. But I know that everyone doesn't. And I don't think anyone has a backlog of podcasts to go through. We're not on a Netflix show.
You don't really have... Nobody has 2 hours to listen to us shy talk, really. So we're keeping it a bit shorter.
So we're going to aim for an hour.
Right.
At any point, you might hear the podcast fade in and out. Just to give a heads up, my young fella's in bed, asleep, and I have the monitor beside me. So I need to make sure that he's okay, because that's what good parents do.
Yeah.
So he
might... responsibilities also.
If he squeals awake or that... And I'll cut the squeal out so I don't deafen his with him shouting, but it'll fade in and out, so don't worry about it.
Just see if it happens.
If it happens.
Pardon. Stay asleep, Charlie.
Yeah. Shh. Go sleep, yeah. So yeah, it's been 3 weeks now since we've had a Bit of Bands podcast.
Yeah.
Last time you seen us, it was me, Wes and Dean, and we were doing the That's Rotten Tomatoes.
The quiz thing.
Yeah.
How I practically won.
Yeah, you're by a landslide, but you lost though.
What do you mean? I lost because of you, motherfucker. Because you fucking invented a new rule. Halfway through.
How this works.
I was like, oh yeah, let's make it fair, because I was spanking Dean.
In all fairness, I was. And point goes to, where's 1 point?
I got lucky on most of them though. But that was a bit of crack.
We're doing things a bit differently
today.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off. Originally I wanted to do a quiz and then go into discussion about stuff, but there's Charlie now.
Jinxed it. He's grand.
If he goes really loud, obviously the fading happen. So I'm going to keep the quiz for maybe once a month, maybe every 2 months or something. We'll knock that out.
Do a quiz?
Yeah,
that'd be good. Yeah.
Talk to people there for a second. I just realised the plug's not set up in case the battery goes dead.
What do you mean the plug's not set up?
I've got the charger for the laptop.
Oh, Louis forgot to plug his fucking charger in because he's a simpleton. Plug that charger in, boy.
No. Don't leave dead air, man. That's hard for me to
do. Epoxy, I'm not leaving dead air. People, Louis wants me to sit here waffling to a microphone. Know what I mean? I do. No, seriously though. So yeah, we were keeping it. Actually, I'll stick on topic. We were keeping it to the quizzes and stuff, but we're going to do that once a month, is it?
Yeah, maybe once a month. Twice a month. Keep it fresh. Keep it cool. What am I? 40-year-old man.
Keep it kids. I'm down with y'all.
Not keep it repetitive. Like, oh, here we go, another quiz. And then if we keep it like every episode, the quizzes will become fucking shy.
Well, yeah, eventually you get sick of them. Like, and there's only so many fucking topics and questions you can think of for a quiz. So yeah, once a month for the quiz.
But speaking of questions,
yes, actually
we asked for questions today.
We did.
Pretty last minute as well, so we didn't get that many. We got a huge total of 3.
Got a few,
but we'll answer
3
them. It's because we left a real last minute when I text Wes, do you want to do a podcast? Yeah, what are we talking about?
I don't know. Okay, so we just jumped on in anyway. Sink or swim job. We'll do it.
We're going for an hour, so it won't be a lot of dead air. It won't be a lot of him and Han, and we won't end up talking about that cowboy game again, as we always do.
Red Dead.
Oh, why did you say the name?
Yeah, what's your name? You have to talk. Red Dead, man, it's only out, it's out in less than a week now.
It's out 5 days.
Yeah, boy. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait.
Gonna be.
I was actually only having a conversation with one of the lads today about the online thing. Do you reckon they're gonna bring out online after the game is released? Like,
oh, it's been announced. It's coming out with the beta for online coming out in November.
Yeah, that's better, man, because I'd rather get into the story first.
Gives you time to understand what's going on.
But yeah, anyway, that's right there, they're out in 5 days.
Yes.
What the fuck us?
With the horse, those realistic horse testicles that everyone keeps going on about.
Yeah.
The horse bar.
Oh, yeah, and they shrink and all. That's fucked up shit, man.
Might do, I don't know, maybe for another podcast where it comes out, might do bets on what you think's going to happen in Red Dead.
What do you mean?
Would you place a wager on some certain questions?
The first thing people are going to do is shoot horses in the balls, man. I'm telling you, man.
Tell you what, it'll come up, maybe, another podcast before it comes out. I'll throw something out real quick.
Or at least there's going to be a load of screenshots of it.
Of horse balls.
Yeah.
Just those gifs are just going like
hey, look at the horse's balls, bro.
Sped up time.
Oh my god. It's shrinking.
The horse testicles.
That's fucked up.
Well, yeah, we asked for questions. We got questions. So are we going to answer said questions?
Yeah. The first one I saw was the old age question of... That was the comment. The old age question of Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah, who said that? Who said that?
James Murphy. Jimbo. One of the lads. What's up, Jimbo? Shout out to Jimbo for that question.
Buddy of yours.
What?
Buddy of yours.
Yeah, yeah. He's old Jimbo. He's a good lad. But yeah, that is a good question. It's a good question, though.
Street Fighter.
I'm Tekken.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're Street Fighter. I know you're Street Fighter.
Well done, Jimbo. You just
I'm
started.
I'm Tekken 100%.
It's 1 hour podcast now, 2 hours now.
No, I'm definitely Tekken. Well, Tekken 3 was my favourite. Like, I didn't really play all the Tekkens or all the Street Fighters, in fairness, but
I don't think
Tekken is better, man. That was a better fucking game. Like, Street Fighter is original, obviously. Like, you know what I mean? It's older.
Yeah, well, because it came from its old, like,
and it's
came first, but like,
the new Street Fighters and all still aren't as good as Tekken.
Like you're saying, like, original and older, like, the Tekken is the fighter of the PS1. The PS1 is like,
that's what I'm saying.
Two decades now.
But Street Fighter was the fighter of what, the Sega, Nintendo. Yeah, the Switch,
Nintendo.
The Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo was in arcade.
That was kind of my era of Street Fighter on the Super Nintendo.
I still have it. It's still in my collection over
but
there.
But it's older than that, isn't it? Not.
Yeah, like the original Street Fighter 1 is a side scroller like game.
Yeah. The first one, but yeah. I think the first one I ever played was Street Fighter 2.
I think the first one anybody's played is Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
because it. Like all Street Fighter games, there's 4 games, I think there's 5 now.
Is there?
I'm not sure.
There's 7 or 8 fucking Tekken games now. 7.
I think Street Fighter comes out and then about 16 Street Fighter variations come out. So Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Super Street Fighter.
What's the difference in Turbo? It's just faster.
You can build up a faster speed, yeah, and the arm much faster. I don't like it. I'm just like, what's going on?
Everyone's just like having that Turbo button on the pad. Do you remember that?
No, but they are much faster. They are going like at double speed.
That's stupid. Like, why bring out a separate game altogether for that and not just an option?
Want to get the money? Wait, what are you going to do? DLC in a Super Nintendo?
No, I suppose, yeah. No, but in the beginning, they could have just done it before they made the game, you know what I mean? Put it in there. I'm sure somebody thought of it.
People
said, no, hang on. Like you just said, we can make money.
Yeah.
We'll put it in a new game.
Exactly.
It's basically the same game, but faster.
That's fucked.
Really? Is that what it is, though?
They're faster, and there's different moves, and then there's turbo moves as well. And like you build
so there really is actual some sort of extra content in the fucking
game. Yeah, so you have a new move to remember. Like, I think, yeah. Ryu gets like a big super turbo Hadouken, which like shoots louder than
okay.
Hadouken.
Turbo.
Yeah, that's actually the turbo.
Yeah, but fuck that anyway. Tekken's better.
What?
Tekken's still better, man. It's like, Tekken was class.
Would
like,
you go back and play Tekken 3, would you go back and play Street Fighter 2?
Yeah, I'd still prefer it. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Would I play? Go back and play the both of them?
Would you do this or that? Yeah.
I thought you said, would I, like,
would you go back now and play a game of Street Fighter 2 or a game of Tekken 3?
Would I go back and play both, like?
Right now, I whip out both of them. Which one would you play?
Ah, Tekken.
Really?
Yeah, definitely, man. Obviously.
Blocky ass Tekken.
Tekken 3, no, but that was Tekken 1 and 2.
Tekken 3 as well.
Tekken 3 wasn't too bad. It wasn't the worst, though. But it was savage. It was like the stories at the end of the fucking arcade mode and all.
I think we went into this before, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were talking about it. Briefly, I think. Yeah, because I was telling you about that Brian dude that rips the tank.
Yeah, and I never got to it.
You never played as him, yeah.
The memory card kept going, hey, play Brian. Play as Brian.
And then there was that Tekken tag. Do you remember that?
I played every Tekken up until 5. I had them all. My stepdad kept buying them anytime they came out.
Yeah. What was that, the mode in Tekken 3 that they had?
Tekken Force?
Tekken Force mode, where you were like side scroller. That was deadly, man.
Chicken.
That was, chicken. No way.
That just came out.
Chicken. That was fucking deadly, though, fucking, that game.
What's the man's name? Gone, isn't it? Little fucking lizard, yellow dinosaur thing.
Oh, yeah.
Took a fart at you.
That was a fucking class game, though.
Holy shit, man. I'm just realizing.
Street Fighter didn't have, you see?
I'm just realizing how much is on Tekken 3. That's coming out with the classic.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Volleyball.
It beats every fucking. Tekken 3 alone, I think, in my opinion, beats all Street Fighter games.
Oof.
All of them.
Oof.
Street Fighter.
I'm not mad into the recent Street Fighters. But you also have Marvel vs. Capcom as well. Street Fighter going to that.
That wasn't too bad, but I think Tekken still beats that. Like the fighting system and all. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, what's the Tekken?
They're very similar.
Tekken crossed over Street Fighters. Yeah, it's Tekken X Street Fighter.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I don't know. We can Google this now on the fly because the laptop is much, much smoother now.
Oh, yeah? Well, it'll still work.
Yeah, man. The last laptop
was great. Yeah, Louis had an old laptop. Now he's getting a new laptop. So he's able to do shit now with this laptop.
Tekken X Street Fighter.
Holy shit, it is there.
Oh, yeah. It's an upcoming fighting game.
Oh, it's coming out. Yeah. Well, here we go then. Here you go, Jimbo. There's a game that's going to decide it.
To be announced, it's in development.
I suppose then the next question will be Tekken X Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat versus DC.
This is for Tekken X
Street Fighter. Definitely DC, Mortal Kombat DC though. Definitely.
That's crossovers.
Yeah. Like which one is better? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That led to another question. But we have to see when this game is out.
The only characters are Jin Kazama and Ryu.
Kazama,
sorry.
Say Ryu. Say fucking right.
Jin Kazama. And Devil Jin and Evil Ryu. Okay.
Who's Evil Ryu?
It's Ryu
from Street Fighter. Sorry,
it's Ryu, but he's evil.
What Street Fighter is he in?
Oh, no, wait. This is on hold since 2016.
Oh, really?
I thought this was a... Street Fighter X Tekken came out in 2012.
Oh, really?
Yes, this came out on... Everything. PS3. Vita. Xbox 360.
Serious?
Yeah.
What? I'd fucking never heard of this game.
Neither did I. Well, obviously,
did it come out over here, like in Ireland?
Say so, yeah. Let's see why not. Who was in it?
I don't know, man. Characters, there's
lot. Street Fighter. Well, I don't know anyone's an hour Street Fighter too. So
who's Guy?
Guy. Where's Guy?
Guy. Second last one.
Street Fighter.
Not Guy.
He appeared in 1989. Final Fight.
Final Fight by Counter. What the fuck is Final Fight? Let me see the picture of him. He looks like Ryu.
Final Fight is that not that game?
He looks like Fei Long, actually.
This thing, yeah, is Final Fight.
Is it Fei Long? Did Bruce Lee do it in Street Fighter?
It's that game.
What game is that?
It's a side-scrolling game. Like,
it looks like Streets of Rage.
There's a big, huge fella in it. It looks like Zangief. Like, in a bit.
I don't know, but either way, anyway. That'd be a good... so that's the way. There is a Tekken versus fucking Street Fighter. So there is a Tekken versus Street Fighter game.
Fuck is Rufus? You've heard him Street Fighter 4. All these people I don't even know, man.
Yeah, these are all fucked up characters.
Dudley.
Fucked
up. Did you ever see Dudley? Did you? You ever see Dudley? Yeah, he's a boxer.
He looks pure. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Let us have a duel.
Have a fisty cops.
Yeah, that's it.
Poison.
So so that was one question.
Guess characters.
So are we both in agreement now, basically, that Tekken is better?
Tekken 3 was good.
Tekken overall, though, as a franchise.
Well, I'll always go back to Street Fighter 2, but Tekken 3 is a good game. Or all those extra modes that just come back. But then again, it's like now, I only went back and replayed Bully, and Bully is not as good as I remember it being.
Oh, what the? What? Yeah, it's shorter, but it's still savage,
it's
man.
It's just partly like, okay... What's okay?
It's a straightforward game.
There's stuff in that, like, you get given weapons that you don't even use, like the itching powder. I'm never going to use that. I use a messing. I was like, this is just.
What do you use that for?
You throw it at people and just start itching.
Yeah, but you could use it on the prefects.
You could, but they still run at you full whack. Like, it doesn't.
Do they?
Yeah. And it's an instant red, like
no, I mean, while they're running after you.
Yeah, they'll scratch, but they're still running full whack, man. Like,
while they're scratching?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that, then. What's the point in that?
Like, it's not as good as it once was. It's still enjoyable. Like, I went and platinumed it in, like, less than 24 hours over time. Like, I didn't sit down for the fucking day and neglect everything else in my life. Like 2 hours a day.
Yeah, just.
Like, 2 hours every second or third day I played it, but it's not. It doesn't hold up as well as it did. It's still a good game.
It's good for the fighting and all the systems. Frame rate
fucking tanks when you're in certain parts of the game. There's even parts of the game where you're on the bike and even races, and for some reason Jimmy just starts to, his whole texture just stretches up the fucking screen for a split second. I swear to God, you're like, my boy, what's happening?
It's still a good game though, man.
It was good, but like
good memories with that game.
Good soundtrack. You know, some people don't like soundtrack. Soundtrack bangs.
The soundtrack.
Holy shit, man! Yeah.
Is it like it's not? It's not a real.
No, it's all sound. Made for it. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Like everything is all like, I don't know how to explain it, but each click has their own fight music and sneak music and battle music.
Yeah, the bike has its own music and shit. When you get on the bike. It's a cool little game though.
It's a good game. But it was a good game for its time. It hasn't aged as well as it should have.
It didn't age badly though. Do you know what I mean? It still didn't age badly. If they remade it, it'd be savage.
There is. It came out in the 360, the Scholarship Edition. Much more upgraded textures, new missions, new classes to go with it as well.
Yeah, but like they could make like a sequel or something.
Well, they are fucking.
He goes to college.
They're casting teenagers at the moment.
Rockstar?
Now the Red Dead's over, yeah.
Ah. That'd be good.
Now. Bully's been in like development apparently for like years. People, like a man came and said, I'm making a new Bully 2.
Yeah, they should make it.
I used to live in my mad when I read that article.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. That's back in 07 that article came out.
That's like over 10 years ago then. Yeah. Fuck.
Who knows? I think it'd be good. I don't like fucking Bully under the GTA. Well, the Rockstar engine or whatever the fuck engine it is.
Yeah.
The Red Dead engine.
It's going to be decent though, I'd say, if they do remake it.
It'd be class.
It's going to be pretty fucking good. Like.
See, it'll be all brand new fucking people, so new fucking everything.
Say anyway, good. Then, but Tekken is the winner. Tekken is definitely the winner, bro.
Tekken 3 is a good game.
Overall franchise.
Franchise for me is Street Fighter.
Yeah, but like,
look, all I did
in comparison,
all I did in Tekken was play Eddie Gordo. In comparison, circle next same time, we kept just breakdancing everybody.
Yeah, spinning everywhere. No, man, your man Hwarang. Was and Law doing that fucking cartwheel kick, the backwards cartwheel. And
I see your Law backflip kick, and I raise Goyle's fucking somersault.
Law would smash him. Law would punch Goyle around. You tell, really, that's basically saying like who'd win between Bruce Lee and Van Damme. Bruce Lee would whoop his ass, man.
Van Damme.
Well, Van Damme played Goyle, so technically, yeah. You know what I mean. Bruce Lee, you can't. That was pretty slick. That was pretty on point, actually. Do you know what I mean? That Law
we're
and
Goyle. We're talking about fighting games, yeah? Have you seen Soul Calibur 4 came out, or 6, whatever game it came out?
Is that the one with Darth Vader in it?
No, Garnell's in it. And
fuck off. Yeah, they have loads of different characters from games. But that's
there's
class.
A creative fighter, right? So you can create your own character from scratch. Like, really? Like proper, yeah.
In Soul Calibur?
Yeah, but you can also edit previously existing characters.
No way.
So there's a fella in there called Lizard Man.
That's savage.
Okay. And
is this a new game?
Yeah, and this is what they're doing with Lizard Man.
Is it out on PS4?
Yeah.
This is
what they're doing with Lizard Man. If it works, I'm sure it was a video.
Lizard Man, yeah, we're watching what? Lizard Man? What the actual fuck? Oh my god.
Is Yoshimitsu?
It's Yoshimitsu, no way.
And his name is Scale Dong. And look what this gives me was it.
The lads. Yeah, I'm watching a fight in Soul Calibur right now. And this lizard dude has a massive penis, basically. That's holy shit. And he's doing a his move is the crab walk where he hits you with his fucking. Oh, he hits you with his dick.
This lizard has been made that. And literally all the articles.
What the fuck, man? You know, that's literally actually what the video is captioned. What the fuck?
All the articles are people.
Just type in lizard. For I don't know what would you even type in.
Type in Soul Calibur 6 lizard penis.
Yeah, you'll find it.
But that's all the articles. Hell. People are playing Soul Calibur 6 and giving Lizard Man an enormous knob.
Holy Jesus, just, man. That
I was
fucking.
I was crying laughing.
There's always one. There's always fucking somebody puts a penis in it.
So enjoy that while you can.
Yeah, lads, check that shit out. It's actually funny though. It's fucking moved the way he just hits you with it. Like, oh my god.
It's like doing the crab, but you're trusting.
He's basically humping the shit out of you. But that's it's fucked up.
Oh, that was funny.
I'm actually going to check that game out, but not because of that.
I like me some skating.
Because
teams.
You just said that. I didn't know you could like character create and shit. Like that sounds
deadly.
I'll
bring up the Reddit.
Because do you know what game had that I loved?
SmackDown.
No. SmackDown, yeah, it was class, but
David Beckham and Ozzy Osbourne from the pretty amazing.
SmackDown
things.
Was one of the best ones for it because there was such a broad fucking spectrum of shit you could do on the character customization.
Yeah.
But Mortal Kombat, one of the Mortal Kombats had it.
Did Did he?
You could create your own fighter. Yeah, it was. I think it was Deception, or it wasn't Annihilate. No, Mortal Kombat Deception. What was the one before Deception?
I don't know. Deadly Alliance.
Deadly Alliance, yeah, I think it was either Deadly Alliance or Deception, or the one after Deception. It was one of those three. You know what I mean? But
let's pull up.
They had a character customization where you could make your own
combat character
customization. There it is. Which game was it?
That was in
Mortal Kombat. No, not X. Armageddon. Mortal Kombat Armageddon.
I don't remember that at all.
They had it in Armageddon.
Armageddon, was that the one where you had a little story mode with your man?
No. That was Deception with Shujinko. That was my favourite one. That was savage.
Was it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Didn't that kill Liu Kang in that? Man.
Yeah, but you could unlock him.
Alright, I thought you unlocked him in the next one.
He was dead in it, yeah. Liu Kang was. He was killed by Shang Tsung in the story, but you could bring him back.
I don't remember this at all.
In one of the endings, you could bring him back. In his ending, I think he comes back, basically. And then you could unlock the zombie Liu Kang character.
Remember that,
and then
yeah.
If you complete the arcade mode, I think, with him, it unlocks the real Liu Kang character. Do you know what I mean?
Because he
comes back. Like, it's fucking savage. I think, no, not in Armageddon, in Deception.
Oh, sorry.
In Deception.
I
think he was dead in Armageddon as well.
Holy shit. This looks familiar.
Was this Armageddon? Yeah, this was Armageddon, yeah.
This looks familiar.
But there was a character customization anyway, and it was fucking deadly, because you know the way in the old Mortal, you could switch up the styles. Each character had two different styles of fighting.
Yeah.
And then they had weapons.
This had two.
That one had two, yeah. And then one of them had three. One of them had two styles and then weapons.
Deadly Alliance and Deception had three, I remember that, yeah.
That was it.
It was a blue one, like a yellow one, and then you had your weapon.
Yeah.
And some people could just had a stab me.
Well, I think I think it was Deception then, yet with the customization as well, because you could stab them with the sword.
Yeah, and then you lost that weapon.
Yeah, but they start, and the other character would start bleeding out.
Yeah.
That was actually fucking deadly, man.
I never played Mortal Kombat since.
But Deception, the story of Deception was pretty cool though, with Shujinko. It was alright, like, but it's the only thing that annoyed me about it was when you were doing the free roam shit. And like when you're running around, the only move you had to hit people was that smelly hook. He could just go, gish! Just that smelly punch, like that one little punch you could just smack people with. Bow! But it was still cool. And you could like meditate past the time, fucking run around really fast.
I remember that, yeah.
And you could go to all the different realms in the Mortal Kombat world.
You had to go around looking for the coins and the
money. You had to go to Outworld and all that shit.
But
yeah.
It was just, there was nothing to do in it.
Not in the world. It was a bit dry. Yeah, it was a bit like bare.
There we go.
But I still loved it, man. I still thought it was class. That was one thing I enjoyed, that story mode. But yeah, the fighting system as well was savage. What are we looking at?
Shrek
character in Soul Calibur.
If you want to look what we're looking at, go to Soul Calibur Creations on Reddit. So r/Soul Calibur Creations, and then search view by top of all time, and this is what we're looking at.
Somebody made Shrek on the fucking thing? No way. That's pretty savage.
Here's Aang.
Aang from that Avatar cartoon on Nickelodeon, yeah. The Legend of
Avatar.
What was it? What was the film? They made a movie about it.
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender, that was it, yeah.
Bad SpongeBob.
No way. Man, that is crazy. That character customization is savage. Skeletor and everything, man.
There's Bojack Horseman. Bojack Horseman.
Fucking, man, there's some serious characters in this game.
There's Spawn.
How the fuck?
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Man, I'm getting this game. Like, well, actually, right, we need to stop looking at this because we're just getting distracted.
Here comes the Crimson Chin.
The Crimson Chin. No way. Made the Crimson fucking Chin. Patrick Starr. Man, there's some serious fucking characters on this game. Holy shit, man.
Sheik.
The detail. How do you do this, like?
Jesus.
Jeez, somebody made Jesus look. He looks like Cloud.
The wooden sword.
From Final Fantasy, though, kind of like he's based off of that.
Bob Ross, little Halo.
That is madness, man. The McDonald's, fucking Ronald McDonald. Holy shit, man, this is deadly. Right, we need to get this game.
Jack Skeleton.
It looks decent.
There, that's what that one looks fucking fantastic.
Hunter from Bloodborne, that's good.
Is there
Soul Calibur, or is it just straight up fighting? Or is there like a story kind of?
Oh, wow. There's Papa G from Bloodborne.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's the fourth boss.
That is pretty savage.
He's like another hunter.
We need to switch this off now because nobody can see what we're looking at.
But
that's actually fucking class, though. I'm interested in that game now. Interested in that game, Soul Calibur. Is that the newest one?
Yeah, only came out.
Right, I think I'm going to get that. That's pretty good. Customization job, yeah. So what's the story with that game though? Is it just straight up
I think it's just
fighting. Is there any story mode to it? We should have looked that up.
Don't we look it up?
We can check it out. We need to go through the other questions actually.
Two more, we've half an hour left.
But because I'm still curious to know what the other ones were, because I only knew what one of them was.
One of them is it's something about aliens.
Oh, was it that with the outer dimensional? That was
I can't remember. You had to read it.
That was Robin Harrington's question on my thing. Yeah,
you had to read that about me.
Robin Harrington's question. Yeah, what was it? Robin the Big Stoner.
Fucking Carol's on the cover of the fucking box.
Well,
look.
You know, you'd ask me that. What?
Carol's on the cover of the box. So
for real, on Soul Calibur, that's fucking savage.
Yeah.
How did they get all the rights to put all these characters in?
They obviously fucking get the rights.
But that's pretty cool though.
There is nothing about story mode in this.
What?
Nothing about story mode in this.
Okay, the question was from Robin Harrington.
Sorry, Wes, but no story mode.
There's no. Ah. Yeah, the sound effects came out. Well, fuck you, there's no story mode. Either way, I'm gonna get it though.
A fighting game.
Yeah, but what, like, because I know, and it depends on the type of fighting game as well. I'm gonna try it out.
You've though. Seen it out there, it's a ring out game, like Virtua Fighter. Like, it's, I mean,
that's
knock each other silly or just scum someone to the side of the ring and knock them out.
Just, yeah, stick them in there. Yeah, so anyway, Robin Harrigan, shout out to you, Robin. What's great, bro?
Cheers, man.
His question was, what are the main differences between aliens from the outer stretches of our universe and outer dimensional ones?
Penis.
What?
It's all down
the outer, there's no penis in the outer dimension.
Yeah, it's inside because it's in the outer dimension. But aliens from
like
the inner,
that lizard motherfucker we were watching.
But lizards, aliens from the inner dimension have outward penis.
Okay, yeah.
Aliens.
So there's the difference.
Swear to God. Your man Neil smoked the grass twice and says it on that Cosmos show.
But hey, you can't possibly even know the difference though.
Well, do you not know the difference?
Well, no, because you don't know what the outer dimensional fucking... No, we're only in one dimension, so you can't know the difference between anything outside of this dimension.
The Simpsons episode where Homer goes behind a wardrobe, he's in the outer dimension, in 3D world.
Yeah, but that's... He went from a 2D to a 3D.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what looks like.
We'd be going from 3 to 4, you know what I mean?
4D, like glasses. 4D.
Or 5D or 6, whatever the fucking how many dimensions there is, but either way, we don't know
because
we're not in that
dimension.
Devon,
get the tables. Go 3D.
The 3D. Was it the 3D? Was that what it was called?
3D, yeah, the Dudley Death Drop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
get the table.
You know what this is now.
No, I was Hardy Boys, though. I was Hardy Boys. Fuck you. Hardy Boys for life, yo. Well, Jeff Hardy was the cool one. My Hardy could suck a dick.
Only one.
Yeah, he betrayed.
I think Jeff betrayed everybody in real life, man.
Yeah, he fucked himself up for a while. Addict. He's all right. He's in that. He's back in the WWE now. Actually,
I haven't a clue.
He is. Yeah. No, he's back in WWE.
He's
yeah.
Like a fucking memory. And
he has to be like nearly 40 at least or something, and he's still swanton bombing like a motherfucker. Fair play to him. I mean, he was a legend.
Said he won't do anymore because he hurts himself, and then just a few months back, he done a bump. He jumped off the outer turnbuckle and smacks his back of his neck off the yoke as he falls down.
Well, that's what happens. You're getting kind of older, man.
Jeff, baby, come on, stop. Come on.
Still fair play to him. He was like, there was no wrestler like him bar Shawn Michaels, like, but that was Jeff Hardy's idol, was Shawn Michaels, because he was a high flyer, you know what I mean? But Shawn Michaels only done little elbow drops.
Shawn Michaels is the man.
Even Shane McMahon done elbow drops.
Shawn Michaels is the
he was the man
first
though.
Time Grand Slam
but
champion.
Like Jeff Hardy was like the fucking, I loved him, man, growing up. He was class. But anyway, I remember when I played Smackdown.
Down, out, down, sorry.
Stop going, it's interference.
Oh my god. That's it. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be Andre the Giant, you could be fucking Thanos himself. Stone Cold comes to the ring.
That's it. Everybody's just like, oh shit, it's Stone Cold.
I think there's a footage of him coming out to like the fucking like a 20-man Royal Rumble. They're all like, oh no.
Yeah, Steve Austin. He was though. He wasn't my favourite, but he was badass. Jeff Hardy was my favourite, 100%.
You never wanted the default to be a favourite. You never wanted the Rock to be a favourite or Stone Cold. They were just always going to be the top of the
They're always the same.
They just wanted to go off a little bit.
They were just part of the wrestlers that wore the jocks. That's what I used to always say. No, they was wore the jocks. Like they just had the same fucking jocks with a different logo on the jocks.
And
pretty
to,
much.
To bring it back around full circle, that's the difference between outer dimensional and it's the type of jocks they wear with the wrestling.
The Rock and Stone Cold. To compare differences, the outer dimensional ones would be like The Rock.
Yeah.
And the interdimensional ones are like The Rock, and the outer ones are like Stone Cold. When the outer ones come along, you're like, oh shit. Yeah.
So don't ask that question again, Robin, because we will have to come to your house and use the flashy thing out of Men in Black in it. So you'll never remember.
And then give you a stunner. Yeah. So that's it. That's mind's blown right there.
We will ring JR and have him on the phone.
Just go, what was the tour question now? Anyway,
tour question came from Megan Rose.
Alright.
She asked.
Is that Meg?
She asked. Didn't say this yet, did he?
No.
Alright, you're on the spot now with this one, sorry.
Oi.
But we'll do our usual chat around about alien penis and all that. If there was one game that was out before that is not in plans to be remastered, remade.
Yeah, what would
or
you?
Or is not already remastered, remade, what would you pick?
Whoa, that's a hang on, wait, that's not already.
Yeah, not already done. Something that you've never got the chance to revisit.
Was Tenchu technically remade?
No, it was just the fourth level, but
do you know what I mean? Like if they remade
Tenchu,
that Tenchu, savage man. Yeah, but if they brought all the good things
from like a PS4
game into that one game, like I'm talking about, like the way they had the co-op missions and stuff in Wrath of Heaven, the level creator in
number two
Stealth Assassins or Birth of Assassins, actually it was like two. Yeah, if they brought that back in, like all that good shit, and then the AI obviously improved.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Instead of like, well, it was well, still wasn't in fact it wasn't bad.
Certain elements would be changed from the game.
Yeah, like they could
the,
just
the UI, remember the UI used to come up like a number how close you were to people.
Yeah,
that was just because the fucking draw distance was terrible in the game because you couldn't see past the black in front of you.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking.
So if you upgraded to now, that would be gone.
That's what I mean. It'd be so much better. Like you could use
Sekiro
Shadows and
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, the new Game Boys From Software.
Yeah,
that was Tenchu. That was Tenchu.
What was it called?
No, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
No,
I sent it to you.
Oh yeah, yeah, actually.
The lads made Bloodborne,
yeah.
Dark Souls.
Yeah,
and it was a ninja game.
But it's not now.
Yeah, that was Tenchu, and they sort of just go off and make their own thing out of it.
And what did they do with it though?
It's
not a ninja game no more.
Yeah, it is. I sent it to you. Remember?
I can't remember, bro. To be honest.
Oh man, you're like, yeah.
Because I was thinking of Ghost of Tsushima.
No. That's different altogether.
That one, new one. That one. That one doesn't
look
too bad.
This is the one with the grappling hook and the fucking sneaking around and.
I think I saw it. Yeah, I did see it. Well, I just can't remember the fucking thing now.
And he decided that it was becoming less and less Tenchu, and he didn't want to take away from Tenchu, so he just scrapped Tenchu. And made Sekiro.
Yeah, I remember you did say that though, but that's disappointing still.
I know, it was a fucking.
So then technically they did remake it, it just turned it into a different game.
Yeah, like it was a real punch to the gut that it's no longer Tenchu.
Ah, yes, now I remember. I see it now.
I'm opening up an image of
it. Louis is showing me the game here in the images. Yeah, that's actually pretty savage looking. But like, what's the story with it? Is it free open world kind of thing?
If it's not like Bloodborne,
I might
and Souls, it's not.
It's set levels.
It's not set level. It's an open environment, but you're on a path.
Sekiro.
Yeah.
Sekiro.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pronounced Sekiro.
Every single person I've seen talk about this game online is called.
Were they Japanese?
Called Sekiro.
Were they Japanese?
One fella, he isn't Japanese, but he. Go with Japan, he knows Japanese, like
that doesn't make no difference. I think it's Sekiro.
I'm pretty sure it's Sekiro.
Sekiro. Pronunciation.
Don't you think people pronounce it as Sekiro instead of
Sekiro?
I actually like pronounce it as
What are you saying? Sekiro?
We call it Sekiro.
But you're putting the emphasis on the E.
Yeah.
I'm putting the emphasis on the I. Do you know what I mean?
Sekito.
What? That's fucking Sekito. So that's not Sekiro.
Sekito.
That's the wrong word. But still, I was right in the pronunciation in that one. And anyway.
Anyway, that's
it. If it's Sekito, it's Sekiro.
It's definitely going to be a game for me because it's From Software. I haven't gone back to the Souls yet, but Bloodborne is my baby.
Bloodborne. We have a little hot press reminder.
So yeah, it's going to be a year from me, dog, because of that. But it'll be definitely the Tenchu there, man. It's going to love it. So this could be your venture into.
I would love, man. That's one game I would love to see.
That's coming out in February. That's March.
It'd have to be done right. What is it?
Sekiro.
Yeah, I might try it out. Yeah.
Sekiro.
I want to look into it though and see what the story is with customization and all. I won't play a game if it doesn't have any customization. What?
On Sekiro.
Yeah. Now you're saying it.
Sorry, to please you. Like Souls, like Bloodborne has customization.
Yeah, I know,
but
yeah.
It's known as Fashionborn because the clothes do nothing.
Ah, no, I don't care about it. Yeah, I still like to have an element
like
of,
you can put on any
of choice, you know what I mean, in the game. That's
as
all.
You, as you level up, those little buffs don't really mean much.
Once you get up there, like, but still.
But it's nice to start, like, you can, like, have all these mad.
That's what I mean. I'd still like to have a choice of weapons, and because you become attached to a weapon and the enemy get good at using it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's big in Souls. So especially
that's what I'm saying. So you want to have a choice of what it looks like.
And there's no bad weapons in Souls either. Each weapon is good.
That's what I'm saying. They're all, you can just become good at using it, you know what I mean?
That's the whole thing. It's get good.
That's what I like about that. Yeah, the Sekiro, I'd be interested in Sekiro.
If I were to choose a game, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. If I were to choose a game to be remastered.
Yeah.
4K, 8K, PS4 Pro graphics, like, it'd have to be Tetris.
What?
Yeah, man.
Fuck off. Tetris. Or Pong.
Pong, man. These Pong. 4K fucking blocks.
Yeah. Pac-Man. There was a 3D Pac-Man, though, wasn't there?
That was a Pac-Man. I want to see Pac-Man, but, like, from the view of the ghosts and this big thing just going.
Yeah. Like The Last of Us.
Get the penalties, he's coming.
It's a load of Pac-Mans. Clickers. The packs are coming.
Packs. I don't know, actually. Megan dropped it. I've known about this
question. Yeah, might want to be Tenchu.
You're going to say that, though.
But I'm trying to think of another one, though, but I can't.
Megan threw this question at me about fucking 5 hours ago, and I still haven't got an answer for it.
It's a tough one.
Because my favourite game of all time is being remade at the moment.
What game?
Final Fantasy VII.
Is it being remade? I thought it was remade.
No, not remade.
Wasn't it?
Did
they not remake another Final Fantasy there?
No.
Oh, it was. Oh, well, is this the... You saw this in the E3 thing, was it?
This is the one we saw at E3. Remember it was released?
Yeah, and you bleed nearly shit your jocks.
And I had a pure jip.
Yeah, fucking... That's still being made?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck, man? Why is it taking so long?
I don't know. I think they just blew it all out and wanted it.
Maybe they're just getting fed up with it.
No, they're still doing it. Like, it's getting reworked from the ground up, you know what I mean? Like, a new battle system and all, new everything, like, all... Like, I'm just...
So is it going to be like still the turn-based thing, though?
No, it runs around. It's like Kingdom Hearts, looks like. Or like
Final Fantasy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That might be good. So I'd try that.
You have your menu down here and you use it. If it's like Kingdom
Hearts... Because I'm not into the turn-based shit unless it's Worms.
Run around now. You have to, like... It's like, it looks like Kingdom Hearts where you press up and down or L1. And I can't remember. I haven't played Kingdom Hearts a long time. But you move and go up and down this little far menu at the same time. And you press X to use that attack kind of thing. I haven't played Final Fantasy 15. It works or that, I don't know. That's not the answer.
Yeah, but that's being made, so you have to think of another one.
I cannot think of
another one. What other games was there? Siphon Filter.
Oh my god, it's about to fucking say that.
Where?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Siphon Filter.
Yeah, do you remember that game?
Siphon Filter.
Gabe. Yeah, my man Gabriel.
Gabe Logan. Going out to Rome or
Ormond. That was a savage game, though, but the fucking draw distance on that game was bad as well.
Yeah, at the same time, that's a game we had to hold L1. And then you press circle or square. It's a weird game. I remember playing it again on the PS3. I was like, I don't like these controls.
Yeah, that was a good game, though. And do you remember that other one called Urban Chaos?
I do, yeah.
Where you were the police woman. And you could, like, plant evidence on people or arrest people. And you
could not plant evidence on people.
You could.
You weren't a dodgy cop.
I remember a game where you could plant evidence on fucking people, man. I swear to God. I'm not joking. You could plant evidence on something. Maybe, was it true crime?
Well, New York City, you can just arrest. No, you can't arrest people. That's just...
Maybe it was true crime.
I don't know.
You could plant evidence on fucking people.
Maybe you could. I don't know. I don't remember doing that. As far as I remember, you were a good guy.
I don't know what crime it was, though, man, but you could definitely do it.
I remember Urban Chaos, but then in remake, that it's like...
Urban Chaos, that was another bad draw distance game.
Yeah.
A lot of games back then.
That's a game that did.
Spec Ops. Do you remember Special Ops? Spec Ops.
Oh, my God. That was such a...
I
didn't like it at all.
I thought that was all right. Well, like I say, if I go back and play it now, it's brutal.
Yeah, it's crap. It was crap back then, it's crap right now.
I thought it was alright. I remember some big snow mission in it that was kind of, it was hard.
Did not like it.
But, what other games was that?
Ape Escape. With realistic monkeys.
That game, I used to have the demo for that, man.
Well, it's an Ape Escape, but it looks exact same.
What was that other one where
you were? Planet of the Apes, but it's Ape Escape. So imagine, like, Caesar and the big orangutan with little red things in their head. You're going around a big
net. What was the other one where it was the sheep?
Oh, Sheepdog Wolf.
Was it that one?
Wily Coyote.
You were like a wolf and you had to get to the sheep. That was good though. Hogs of War
with realistic pigs.
Was savage.
But keep
realistic pigs.
But keep the original voice acting.
I thought that was actually... Well, Hogs of War was basically Worms, though.
But keep the original voice acting. But remake it all.
But that was good. That game was fucking good.
That was
good.
A great game.
We never went back to play that one, did we?
No. And I don't know if it'd look crap now or not.
It probably would look crap.
Because I remember, like, some of the...
It's turn-based and also...
Some of the maps were like... like little chasms you had to go in.
Really fucking hard. Remember the purple coloured pigs?
The last ones, yeah. You had to take out all the colours. And at the very end, this blimp or something comes in. It's like, here are these cunts. And they're all spies and commandos.
Yeah, big like special ops pigs. What? And they're all in black.
And
yeah.
One of your boys gets killed and they're back to a private. And you're like, nah,
what the fuck?
I only have a smelly fucking grenade now.
It's real hard, man, yeah.
I'm going to Google Hogs of War now and have a look at the images.
Hogs of War? It doesn't look that bad, actually, from here. It actually looks pretty savage, man.
Are you getting flashbacks?
Holy shit, it actually looks decent.
Are you getting flashbacks?
Yeah, man. Like, look, we're looking at images of Hogs of War right now.
I remember this, you fucking...
And it actually
Tommy's Trotters, Uncle Ham's Hogs.
You can create your own team and all.
Piggy's Trotters.
Bro, we have to get this game and buzz on this. Imagine if we had a few, even, like, that. This would be class for, like, a session. Do you know what I mean? If we all had it, just came over, had a few drinks and had like, a game of this.
Yeah, there, look. There's the purple fella there, look. Spoy.
Louis, we're getting this game. Is this on the store?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not on our store. I definitely would have rebought this. See, I'm talking about the textures here.
They were all the spoys.
But
yeah.
You know what?
Man, we're looking at this shit getting fucking...
And it's all, the whole game is...
Nostalgia, man.
The whole game is voiced by Rick Mail.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole game?
The whole game was voiced by Rick Mail. I remember I bought this game in the Pavilions when it came out. And I'm looking in the background, I kept going...
I recognise
his name and I kept going to me down lift. Drop Dead Fred is the voice of this game.
No way. Yeah, and Bottom. Mm-hmm. You gave me a fucking tape of Bottom for my birthday. I think I still have that somewhere.
Here you are, here, look, the bayonet. Look.
No way, man.
Oh, the little map and all, look, you can see where the health packs are and the deadly.
That is class. Yeah,
if you want to look at what we're looking at, just type in Hogs of War and Google and click images.
Could you create your own map in this game?
I don't think you can create your own. I don't know, I can't remember at all.
Type in features, Hogs of War features. I don't know. I think you could. I know you could create your own team.
Create your own team. But you, I don't think you create your own
teams. Yeah, you could create your own team, like, but there wasn't much of a what?
Oh, sorry. Hogs of War 2 was announced. It was cancelled.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd they cancel it?
The PlayStation version was released as a PS1 it's in North America.
Oh.
And you know what I have on the PS3?
That's disappointing.
Do you know what I have on the PS3?
What?
A North American account.
No way.
We do, yeah.
And it's on the PS3?
On the North American account,
yeah. Get that shit. You better get that. I'm telling you. You have to get this shit, man.
Ho.
You better get this.
Hogs of War.
Hogs of War 2.
Let me just check something.
What? D-pad? What are you talking about? What the hell are you looking up?
I want to see.
Louis looking up shit right now. I don't know what he's looking up. What are you looking up?
If Hogs of War is controlled with a D-pad.
Yeah.
There's a very big chance... I don't know if they got the rights, if you could use it as Rick Mail's voice and all that. I don't know.
What?
Could Hogs of War be on the PlayStation Classic? One of the 20 games? One of the next?
Yeah, I'm assuming it would be.
So we have, like, the other games coming out, the mini PlayStation?
Yeah.
Could Hogs of War be on the mini PlayStation?
Yeah, but I'm not buying a mini fucking PlayStation just for Hogs of War, bro.
I'm taking trees on it as well.
Do you know what? It is actually. You'd be better off just buying a fucking PS1.
I'd say
go to CEX.
I'd say Hogs of War, I'd love to see remade. Obviously not realistic, because that was maybe for like an unlockable, realistic looking pigs.
Yeah.
But cell shaded, like fucking, like Borderlands style fucking thing, so it looks wacky and comic booky, as well as like, so you can keep that turn based game with cartoony.
Yeah.
Because it's pigs. So you know Borderlands the way that looks, but like make it a bit
more cartoony style. Yeah. Like do you remember actually, speaking of cartoony games, do you remember that game that came out, 13?
I remember 13, yeah.
Do you remember that? That was a fucking mad old game.
I remember playing that in your back garden.
It was a weird game. It was. Do you remember Backyard Wrestling?
Yeah.
Do you remember that game? Oh my god, it wasn't too bad, but like,
I don't know who any of these wrestlers are, but the Undertaker.
No, nobody knew who
the Undertaker's in all of them, so I just played the Undertaker.
Is he in it?
You think so? Yeah.
No, he's not. In Backyard Wrestling.
Then it's British.
He's probably maybe he's in the second one.
Is that a PS1 game?
PS2, I think it was. Backyard Wrestling.
Wait, it was
the first one.
This is a different game.
The first one I had. I think there was a second one, I had the first one.
This is time.
Insane Clown Posse and all. Do you know the
this
Insane
one here?
Clown Posse? What? Yeah.
Wait, did we ever send demo? Or did we
that
one was owned someone?
I had this. I owned it.
You owned
it. I fucking had the game. Yeah, it was for
this here.
Yeah, Insane Clown Posse. See, they're fucking. They were in the game. Insane Clown Posse.
The roster.
Didn't they try to go toe to toe with Eminem?
Violent Two Dope and.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Violent J and all. Yeah. That's and he's
I nearly said it,
in the skit. He's taking
he said the wrong thing there. What Eminem says.
Yeah, he said he got ripped out of him by Eminem.
Who the fuck's in it? So Dirt in it.
But that was a good game though, and the Insane Clown Posse actually aren't bad either. In fairness, not the worst.
I know nobody.
What, of these guys, the wrestlers? Jesus. No, I don't quite, we didn't know any. They weren't, they're backyard wrestlers, man. They're not fucking WWE wrestlers. Well, JC, well, there's a dude there, notably JCW. Shaggy Two Dope. Well, that's insane, insane clown. They're all the fucking, no, Madman Pondo.
Madman Pondo.
Independent what? Wrestler, notably JCW. The Rude Boy appears in JCW. What the fuck is JCW? I don't know what
must
that
be
one is.
Japanese circuit wrestling. Lower
possibly.
Everybody
yeah.
goes to Japanese circuit wrestling.
Before well, then it's definitely that. So
who is this? Who is the Bone Doctor?
The Bone Doctor.
That's
his,
the Godfather.
The Godfather. Yeah.
It's the fucking Godfather.
That's, I knew it. I was fucking. That's what's his name? He was in WWE, wasn't he?
It's the Godfather.
Yeah. The Bone Doctor, he was also called. Bow, yeah. Bow, 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 go back. Well, there you go. He was.
Yo, with my hose.
Hey, he wasn't in the first one, though, was he?
This is backyard wrestling. First one? Don't try this at home, yeah. Yeah.
No, don't try this at home. Was that not a different one?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Jesus, I don't remember this now, yeah.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
This was the backyard wrestling, too.
Yeah, but that was actually.
Oh,
was,
wait, that was the second one. I remember the first
that's
one.
That's the second one, yeah.
Who's in this one? The Sandman.
Is this the second one?
Vampiro?
No way. Is this the second one?
Yeah. Messiah.
Who the fuck? The Sandman, yeah.
Andrew WK, isn't it?
Yeah. Party hard.
There's porn stars.
He was in
there,
Jackass and all. Yeah, there was a few that. There was porn stars.
Sunrise Adams, you have a weird face and big tits.
Sunrise Adams.
Something else is sunrising here. Hello. Oh shit, that would have been a great time for the fucking like a bing yang 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 or something.
Ah, sound effect. Yeah, see if we get a sound effect for that one.
I don't think so.
It's too late now. It's gone. It's gone. It's gonna be
what,
weird.
What's Boom Slam?
I don't know. Boom Slam.
Do it. Sunrise.
Press it.
It's loading.
What is it?
It's loading.
Oh, it's fucking loading and everything.
Boom Slam.
You just ruined it. Fuck you, Boom Slam. Watch, we'll be in the middle of talking and I'll just go, whatever.
Whatever the Boom Slam is.
What's a Boom Slam?
I don't know,
boom
bro.
Slam.
Boom Slam.
It's a Boom Slam. Boom Slam Slap.
It's not even working. Fuck off.
It's not even working. Fucking Boom Slam. Fuck you.
Okay, bye. I don't know. Okay.
So none of them are working. Yeah. The app is fucked. It's gone now.
Yeah, well.
Sound effects are gone.
Wah, wah. Yeah. I have that one.
Wah, wah. What, does it have to save them?
No, I played them before I saved. Like, it has to get them off the
episode. Yeah, I get you, yeah.
But no, yeah, Boom Slam working. Is not gonna work. Boom Slam is just doomed.
Boom Slam. Dick butt. Dick
boom
slam.
Butt.
Fucking anyway.
So yeah, Hogs of War is my intention was yours. The Rock is out our fucking dimensional alien penis. It's gonna call us inside penis, whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Fucking outer dimensional aliens is Stone Cold.
Street Fighter and Tekken is at a draw between us.
No, Tekken won. Between us, yeah, but I reckon Tekken wins. Tekken
that is are the questions.
Well, yeah, those are the questions.
If you got more, send them in to us because these are this is
that was good. Yeah,
like
we need some questions from people. See, people helping us out.
Yeah,
helping us out here.
Not just shouting on it. I mean, we talked about games, but that was that nice. I don't know. I looked at the part here. This is what I want a bit of bass to be.
So yeah,
I like this little back and forward, having a laugh.
So who are the three questionnaires?
Questionnaires.
Is that right?
I don't know.
People that asked.
Questionnaires.
Questioners.
Questioners.
Come on, saying questioners. That's it.
Who asked the questions?
It was Robin. All right, then shout out to you, bro, for that one.
Jimbo, was that his name?
It was Jimbo Murphy, yeah, James.
And then Megan Rose, my girlfriend.
And Megan Rose. Shout out for the questions.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, well.
Told you. Three questions we got into.
I'll tag the lads in it. And when we post it up, and they can listen to their answers. If it helps.
Robin's going to be like, oh, what, the answer this one? Wait, what?
So Stone Cold and The Rock? What? Say what? Sitting there. Yeah, for sure.
Boom Slam.
Stone Cold, man. But anyway.
Stone Cold Killer.
No, but my actual answer to that was that, though, that is because we've never been outside any other dimension. We cannot know. We can't.
You need to spit me drink.
Do you know what I mean? We need a sound effect for that one. Like a mystical sound effect. Get that app working.
It is mystical. We got a
something spacey.
Electronic, you got instruments, we got SSFX. Well, these are just sounds. What's in there?
No, take DMT and you'll get the answer. Do you know what I mean?
Which thing mystical, was it? I got melancholy.
Something fucking
ominous.
Just click something.
Ominous.
Yeah, click it. Whatever it is, click it.
Feather on the crest.
No, that's not spacey. It doesn't sound spacey. Ominous, whatever.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Right, hit that one.
Right, feather on the crest. This is spacey.
Okay, hopefully.
If it works,
it's not working though. Ruining it. Stupid app.
Let me close the app.
Stupid app.
Let me close the app.
Fucking.
Do you know the way? Let me close the app.
Follow me. I know the way.
Let me close the app.
We're literally just sitting here fucking
We're trying to kill time before the app works.
We're trying to get this fucking, yeah, we're trying to get the app working, so bear with us here. Just click something, I'm anything to see if it works. Doesn't matter where it was, just click it.
Alright, this is called Gosling.
Gosling. Alright, shite. Put it off. No.
That's
not spacey.
Did you ever go like looking for the, like if you're playing a game,
it reminds me of something that's starting off like a fashion ad. You know what I mean? Like you're gonna see some fucking model walking down a catwalk. Play it again. play again. Ireland's fashions promoted by Bit of Bants. Do you know what I mean? Some shit like that. And then some model just looking dead down the camera with the sunglasses on. Do you know what I mean? Bam.
Kapow. Boom slap.
Just had a pure spike in that shit.
Don't worry about that. I'll bring it down. Do you know, do you ever look at something online, you're looking at something for the game, like a walkthrough, and you click on something and some annoying fucking 12-year-old with an intro, like you're looking to get like collect all like the pickups in the game.
What, yeah?
Do you ever do that and you go on YouTube or look, if you're looking for a GTA cheat, like,
oh yeah,
glitch, and there's always some like
little kids,
yeah, and like it starts off really obnoxious music and this fucking name just fucking swimming in, like,
oh yeah, like so fucking like
420 scopes XX and it's just like
and then it just,
what's going on, guys? Welcome back to 420 Scopes XX, back at you with another GTA video. Thank you so much for clicking on the video. Smash the like button if you like it. Today we're going to do the GTA cheese. You want to know what you're going to be? We're going to get a gem for Buffalo and we're going to duplicate. It's a little inside joke for everybody. Anyway, thank you. Smash that like button.
Fuck it. That actually does sound so like it. Yeah, them fuckers.
And man, you just go, nope, I'll find it my fucking self.
Yeah, those fuckers have more likes than us, probably. In fairness, that shit seems to be working with the kids nowadays. All that YouTube stuff.
Oh, funny hell.
It's mad, isn't it though, man? Like, think back to when we were kids, like, there was none of that. None of that fucking YouTube shit or, like, nothing. And that wasn't even that long ago, man. We're only 27 and 28.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was what?
YouTube.
How old is it, like?
YouTube in the last 12, 11, 14 years old, I think.
Is that it?
Think so.
That's fucked up, man. It seems like it's been around forever. Do you know what I mean?
Half your life.
Yeah, well, still. Yeah, but like, it's, I don't know, it's just crazy, man.
I know, yeah.
It's crazy to think that we actually done shit without all of this stuff.
Yeah, what time saying? Before us done shit without the things that you had then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if we wanted to do something like this, we had to ring up a radio talk show. Just rant down the phone.
Really don't bad.
Hope they didn't hang up on you.
Really bad.
I just want to talk to those radio guys. Yeah. Adrian, could you get your socks? Yeah, yeah, all right, you're talking to Paddy. How's it going, Paddy?
Yeah, I just want to say, hang on 2 seconds. Oh, I can hear myself on the radio.
Or else it'd be like a fucking delayed reaction. Like, how's it going, Paddy?
If he's listening out in the background.
Be silence for about 2 seconds and then.
In the background.
How's it going, Paddy? I'm all right, yeah, how's it going?
What? How's it going down about right there? No, no, bad. Having a great day. How's it going? Will you play a bit of Jolly Cash for me now?
Poor Spike.
Okay, thanks, Spike.
Shouting into the mic.
If we use one sound like that, we'll have it edited. But now, like, imagine, like, El Paddy on the radio has his own YouTube channel.
Oh, man, yeah, we need a sound effect for that one. Anymore? Oh, no, not that stupid.
How's it going? Welcome back to the GTA. Paddy here now, man. Do you want to get money? I got money.
We're just buzzing off that thing now. That's it.
I'm just trying to fill it out to get to an hour.
Yeah.
And well, as I end up addressing.
Well, yeah, no, we'll have to get more questions so far. Any people that are listening out there, feel free, please ask some questions.
Come here, there's 322 is on the page.
Just ask questions and we'll answer them. Within reason, yeah. Don't be too dark or deep or fucking.
Don't be a cunt.
Yeah. don't be an asshole. But don't be like that.
Yeah. But anyway, as you say, we're cutting these short. We're not cutting them short, but we're changing up the format a little bit.
A bit of an hour. It was a good hour's talk there, and anyway. And we'll be back on again for another hour's talk.
That's indeed. And we need like an outro.
Yeah, we need an outro now. So, but anyway, wait. No, not that. We're not using that. I swear to God, if you don't even try to make that thing, because that's actually the main thing. Pick another one by now.
It could become a thing.
What?
It could become a thing.
No, it's not going to become a thing. Oh, it's not going to fucking become anything. It's not going to become anything. No.
Sorry.
I swear to God, don't. Don't even play that again.
Like
look
three,
up a different one.
I'm gonna play this like in December when we're doing another podcast.
Yeah, that's alright. If it comes back down the line, just don't wear it out.
Holy fuck, what's Lord Weasel? Could this be
Lord our, Weasel?
Could this be our outro?
Right, right. No, we can't play it. No. God, no. We look like a bad dog.
Sounds like the start of like Animal Hospital or something.
Yeah, or some kids
Jimmy's
program.
Jimmy's pet Pardigy, I swallowed a lamp.
Yeah, well, I just swallowed a lamp and I ain't trying to pull its tail to light.
Louie and Wes's Adventure Playtime.
What the fuck?
And we're back.
Okay, this is called The Face of Trush.
What? Yeah.
Oh, it's scratching.
So that's The Face of Trush, ladies and gentlemen.
Just itching.
Yeah, I don't know. That's too far. Yeah.
No. Dramatic. We have dramatic. This
dramatic.
Is called, it's called McCarthy.
McCarthy.
And this could be like, if you're like Barry
McCarthy.
Or it could be like, hey McCarthy, you're off the case.
Like, what was it? Check it. Oh, these ones are all shit. Like,
yeah,
this is a
fucking out like, electronic. This is called a shit.
No, not electronic.
No.
Sorry, I need something that like has a bang. You know, it goes out with a bang.
Bit of bang.
Goes out, bit of bang or a bit of bends.
I mean, this.
Whatever.
Whimsical. Yeah. This is called spunk.
Yeah. I like it. It's got spunk. No, fuck that.
It's called spunk lit. So it's
spunk,
it's spunk and it's lit.
Oh, it's lit and it's spunk.
Dab on the haters.
That is ultimate.
Floss on spunk. The haters.
No, it's shit though.
Okay, what about lamb drop?
Lamb drop.
These drop are all like fucking interludes like the.
Why is it called lamb drop though?
I don't know, like, it all sounds like the music in between like fucking scenes of Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, but why is it, why is it called lamb drop?
Rose ornamental.
Ah, fuck them,
we
man.
Collect
get out, quick. Leave them things. Them,
we collect
things.
Things. Right, here's the last one. Here's the last one.
No.
Wait,
shit.
Wait. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today.
I have come. From
yeah,
the lands of Mexico. Play again.
Oh, hang on. It's funny a boom clap works after all this time.
Play again.
Boom clap.
Boom slap. Oh, boom slap. Now it's a bit dark, but still.
Was,
That Spanish one. That Spanish one was. My name is Coelho. I have come to find my Sophia. She is the love of my life.
Okay.
No, we're not using that one.
We
can't go out with that. You can't go
it.
Out with
I'm
that.
I'm just going to edit all this out and it's just going to be the love of my life.
Yeah, that's it. Podcast over.
Yeah, but no, we're going to end the podcast now.
Yeah, right. We've had enough fun with the with the sound effects.
We'll bring them back earlier in the episode. So
save a few of them and use them in the next
one.
I don't
have to yap all the time. So, yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun, peeps.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, and thanks for the questions, guys.
Yeah.
And if anybody has other questions, please fire it away.
Yeah, trust.
It helps us.
I mean, we had a laugh for them questions. We'll have a laugh for even more. Yeah. Like, aliens, come on, just shoot the swinging horny shirt at us, we'll have the laugh.
Different, yeah, whatever, just, yeah, be within reason. Be
within
not,
reason.
Not too vulgar. But you'd be alright, yeah, let's do it. Questions, and anyway, so yeah, thanks for listening.
So as always, thanks so much, we hope you enjoy listening to this as much as we enjoy making it.
Mm-hmm.
Really means a lot. You turn this little hobby into a really good passion project to follow up and do.
Yeah, it's something that we're kind of trying to make a go of,
yeah.
It's a little dream of ours now.
So yeah, buddy.
Thanks to Oops. At least we know there's people listening.
Yep.
Nice one.
So, from us.
Us to you.
Thank you, Wes.
Cheers. I'm gone. I'm out.
And take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home. We are out of here.
Peace.